So how was that then as a for you? What did you get out of it?
I thought it was a good workout in terms of physically, first. I felt that the players carried through the instructions in terms of sticking with our principles in terms of trying to control games, trying to play, trying to be progressive. I would like to think that we will improve with that as well. There's always areas that you can improve in terms of where we conceded the goals. But overall, I think we can be relatively pleased.
Nice to come back at them twice as well.
Yeah, you know, they're a decent outfit. You know, I think when they made so many changes all in once, you just give them a little bit of impetus and just give them a little bit more of a lift, and the game started to change a little bit. But you know, I felt that our lads hung in there from that point of view and replied, like you say, well.
Jonathan Meads, Cardiff, described on their website as a starlet a year or two ago, so hasn't played for them yet. What's your take on what you saw today, and what are you trying to do with him?
I think going forward, I think we would look to try and do something with him. You know, I've already just spoken to him and made him aware through the week, really, in terms of our thoughts on him. So he's acquitted himself well. You know, it's not easy neither to come into a new team, new group of players, and also play 290 minutes in 1 week, which he's had to do. So, you know, he's fared well.
And as far as what your reports on him from before you brought him here, he obviously does have talent, doesn't he? He's one that, you know, could improve as he goes along.
He's perhaps been a little bit unfortunate, I think, perhaps not to get something from Cardiff. I think he had an injury that he picked up, which he ended up having to have an operation on, which has got sorted out. And obviously, from now, you know, or from the back end of last season, you know, he's been able to gradually get himself fit and go really on trial and prove himself, and that's what he's managed to do.
Now, we know Frank de Mouge has got to have an operation, so I guess you have to write him off for how long? Do you know yet?
No, we don't. He goes to see a specialist on Wednesday. There will be a consultation and then obviously an assessment, and then if he needs something doing, then that will be done Wednesday. So as quickly as possible, really. There's not a lot we can do. You know, it was a contact injury and it happens, and it's unfortunate.
Stephen Cook on his back, what's the latest there?
Yeah, no, Stephen's not as bad. I think with the back, we took more precautionary than anything else. You know, he's still not been able to train out of the back of Wednesday, but we're hopeful that in the next day or so that he will be able to get back up and start training.
Good. And finally, just the other one missing today was, of course, Josh McCoy, who picked up a knock. Is that more tissue damage? Or
again, he will have a little bit more of an assessment on Tuesday. He's still got his boot. He's still not able to put weight through it. There is something that showed up on the scan, and again, until he actually sees the specialist to sort of confirm what the process would be in terms of getting him back on the mend.
It's not doing you any favours, is it, the timing of all this?
No, it's been unfortunate, but you know, there's players in around the squad that will get an opportunity, and hopefully they can take it, and we go forward from there.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.